Hi there, this is Laurieann Hughes of Four Leg Rehab, your place for online canine rehab education. So today's audio is going to be part 5 of the business and marketing series, and the first one on strategies and tactics. So I've done a lot leading up to strategies and tactics. So what I want to talk about in this portion is videos, articles, and email capture. So basically, you are going to be utilizing these tools to help promote your business and be a way of drawing people to you. So let's go first to videos and what your videos should be about. So you should have videos on your website. And that's going to make you seem more personable. You're going to be giving information, so you're going to seem like an expert. And as well, Google likes videos, so you should also rank higher in the search engines that way too. Now, what your videos should be about. You should have likely more than one. So one should be about what to expect. What to expect and what is canine rehab. Because we have to be clear about what it is we do. And this becomes evident when you start talking to people who, let's say just people at a dinner party, and, you know, what do you do? Oh, well, canine rehab. Oh, what's that? Well, it's kind of like physical therapy on dogs. Oh, you know, they don't get it. Quite frankly, people don't understand well enough what physical therapy is, let alone rehab for dogs. So we need to do, all of us need to do a better job of explaining it and making it better known. Okay, so that would be one video. And then basically, a second video, well, if I go back, sorry, the one video about what it is, what you're doing, what you can expect. I have already or will be posting a video on that I did on a what to expect when you come to the Canine Fitness Center. So that will be one that I will already have or will be sharing with you, so you can see what I've done. But basically going through, and you outline it yourself, all the things that you do. What is it going to be like when they call in? Do you obtain a referral from the veterinarian, their veterinarian, if that isn't you? Are you in contact with that person? When they come in, or rather, how is the referral process? What information will you be wanting from them? And when they come in, what is the assessment going to be like? How long does it take? What are the sort of things you're looking at? So that you have, and the video I created is about 20 minutes, and it was based on the marketing course I took when the instructor used me and my business as an example, and he started asking me all these questions. Well, what is it that you do? And then what happens? And then what happens? And then what happens? And I realize, okay, there's a lot of this stuff. And he kept pointing out, he says, wow, that's fascinating. I never would have expected that. And oh my gosh, you know. So really go into detail about what the person can expect, what it is that you do, and be very clear and detailed, because that will be of interest to people. You could also create a video specific to your target market. And again, don't be afraid to define your niche. So that could be old dogs. It could be sporting dogs. It could be post-operative dogs. It could be dogs with neurologic conditions. It could be dogs with unidentified lameness. You could niche it even further into saying dysplastic dogs. Now, this doesn't have to be this is all you treat, but if you had a video, you know, here's what I do at the Canine Fitness Center, and you had another video within there that says, you know, specific to dogs with hip dysplasia. Wow. And a person's dog had hip dysplasia and they were looking around, they'd be like, well, obviously, this is the clinic I should go to. Look at all that they know about hip dysplasia. They've even got a video. So you think then, in regards to your target market, you want to think about what is it they want, okay? What do they want? What do they want to know? Okay, so first off, you're going to describe or identify how people feel about their pet within this niche. And I'm just going to read to you one that from the marketing course I took, and I chose the old dogs as a niche. And he made us write out a statement that to help us clarify what it is we did within this niche, and so therefore basically ways to target your market. So I put old dogs, and I said, I was describing my niche. I work with owners of old dogs who love them like family members, who are struggling with seeing their dog get old, who feel scared, helpless, and hopeless, and I help them to improve the physical functioning and quality of life of their dog and empower them to be part of that process. Now, if you were someone with an old dog and you were coming along and you were reading or you watched a video and I was describing this is an opening statement, and then I went on to describe how I work with the old dog, that would hit home for you. You'd be like, oh my gosh, this person gets it. They get how I feel about my dog. They get how I am, you know, how emotional I am right now about seeing my dog get old. They're going to help me through this, and they're going to help me to help my own dog too. So that can be very powerful. Okay, so you're describing how they feel about their pet in this niche. You want to then describe what it is you're going to do, what's different. Describe your assessment process and how that is different than a typical vet assessment, okay? Your traditional vet assessment. What we do from a rehab perspective is very different, okay? Identify some of the things you found in the past or that you find quite frequently. So that could be, you know, we find with geriatric dogs that that they have multiple arthritic joints, and we can identify these things by, you know, or they have some spinal dysfunctions because they've been compensating, they have a sore back and sore neck, or we find that their muscles are very deconditioned, okay? Then you might go into discussing, describing, and demonstrating some of your treatment options. So show them what to expect. So in our scenario, we would tend to use laser on the sore joints. Your dog may or may not be a candidate for underwater treadmill therapy. Or you could say, you know, we will provide you with a home program that is specifically targeted and suitable for your dog to help build the muscles. You could say, you know, show them we will do some gentle mobilizations on the spine, on the joints, all of those sorts of things. We will show you how to do stretches and massage for your dog, whatever those things might be. So discuss, describe, and demonstrate in your video. And then at the end, invite them to call or email you with questions or to book an appointment. Okay, so give them that invitation. You know, if you would like to see whether your dog would be a candidate for our therapies, please give us a call at blah, blah, blah. So you may do that for each one of your target markets. So I described six. And when I look at my clinic, you know, my thing I love is the unidentified lamenesses. I love things that, you know, people are, rather vets in the industry or anybody else that's looking at this dog can't figure out. I love those. But that's a difficult target market. When I think about, you know, because people might listen to that video and go, geez, I don't know if my dog has an unidentified lameness. They might not even know that. They might see their dog has a lameness, but maybe they haven't even gone to their vet yet. And I want them to go to their vet first. So I don't necessarily want to, that's a hard target market. So the big ones in my clinic are going to be the old dogs, the sporting dogs, and the post-operative dogs. Those would be the top three. You know, then we're going to get the neuro dogs, the unidentified lamenesses. And like I said, then if you want to target in on cruciates or hip dysplasia, any of that, you certainly could. If you know that that is a huge market in your area and you love treating that kind of client and that kind of patient, then go for it. Target that market. Put your video out on that. You're going to do the same type of a video, hitting all of those points with any of these niches. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about articles, okay, and writing articles. So you want to put some articles up on your website. You want some things that people could go there and even just freely access, that are informative, that give information, that show you to be knowledgeable in this field, and people will take you as an expert. So some ideas that I have for you would be typical things. So post-op, cruciate protocol, or an article. You can do an article on hip dysplasia, geriatric rehab, sporting dog assessments, lameness evaluation from a rehab perspective, neurorehabilitation. So those would all be kind of heavy hitters, I think, that you could put up there. And if you're looking at, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? If you break it down, every article, what you want to have in it, one, is what is the condition, i.e. the background. Give them some background information. What is cruciate disease and why does it happen? Keep it in simple language. I think they say keep it at a grade 6 or a grade 8 level of language, which is hard for those of us in the medical profession because we know the fancy words. Don't use the fancy words unless you also put it in brackets and describe what that fancy word means. Okay, so give the background of the condition. Number two, are there any surgical options? So then you could discuss surgical options for cruciate or hip dysplasia. Even if there isn't, so let's say it's that you're talking about geriatric rehab, you could even say there are no surgical operations to stop aging in a dog. Ha ha ha. You know, whatever, that's fine. That's fine though. You could put it in there. Then number three, you're going to target your rehab assessment. Describe what it is you're going to look at and how that's different. All the pieces of your rehab assessment. So describing that you're going to be looking at the animal from head to toe. That's what's different about a rehab assessment. Not just this is the joint that seems, you know, lame, or this is the leg that's lame, but you're going to look at the whole body. That's appealing to people. You're going to look at the whole body in context of this lameness. You're going to identify the primary problems as well as the secondary problems. So you can go into that. Even things like, you know, we will take a goniometric measurement of your dog's range of motion in his joints to see where it's at now and to be able to monitor if we make improvement. Thigh circumference, etc., etc. So not just the assessment, but some of your objective measurement tools. Okay. Four, discuss how you would come up with a rehab problem list, goal setting, and plan. So essentially your rehab assessment, you should in there actually talk about your pathofunctional diagnosis. That's your, what I consider to be a physical therapy diagnosis, okay, which is different than a medical diagnosis in either the human field, you know, or the animal field, because the diagnosis I make, it is a diagnosis, and it's different than a traditional veterinary diagnosis. Okay, there's my soapbox. Yeah. So when we get into the, you're talking about the problem list, the goal setting, and the plan, and you're simply going to elaborate on that, we will set up a list of your dog's problems, and the problems might include blah, 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 you know, weakness of the glutes, lameness, left hind leg. Explain to them how it's working, you know, offloading to the front legs, whatever might be in a problem list. Your goal setting could be to increase or just describe how you come up with your goals. You know, we will come up with goals that are mutually decided upon. So if that the goal should be to increase the thigh circumference, increase muscle bulk, increase endurance, increase strength as demonstrated by an increase in thigh circumference, you know, as those sorts of things would be your goal setting, and how you're going to come up with a plan. So discussing that the plan might include modalities to target pain relief. It might include therapeutic exercise to deal with strengthening. It might include joint mobilizations to help with pain and joint lubrication. It might include massage and stretching as part of a home program. So describe those things. Okay, which really then ties into five, which is your rehab treatment. So again, you're just describing there, you've kind of morphed from plan to treatment in what you would do. Six could be, now remember that these are people that are, you've got people that are hook, line, sinker. Yep, I want to come see so-and-so at such-and-such clinic because I've heard they're good. And oh, look, this is bonus. They've got stuff. You've got to realize that there's a whole pile of people out there that they're on the fence and they don't know if they like you or not. So don't be afraid to give out a few tips. Now, you may want to put your disclaimer that, you know, that these are not appropriate for everyone. Please consult with your medical provider, blah, blah, blah. But you could give them some simple tips to try at home, and safe ones could likely be range of motion and maybe a little bit of massage or just some gentle things that they could do, an easy exercise, maybe cookies at the hip or something very simple that they could do at home to try. Okay, and that's generous, and it creates reciprocity, which basically means you're giving them something so they start to feel like, wow, you know, that's really nice that they've given me something. I wonder what I could give back, or that's very helpful. I'd like to see how much, what more they could show me or help me with. Okay. And seven, again, end with an invitation to contact the clinic or you by phone or by email so that you've extended the invitation. And, you know, if you'd like to discuss this further, do not hesitate to call me at blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, I want to go into email capture because this is something that most of us are not familiar with. I wasn't until I started to listen to more business and marketing things online. And I started to see all of these online businesses and information marketers, and they were all using email capture. And certainly that's, you know, some of you who signed up for the free stuff on my website, first, that's an email capture. So in order to get some of the free stuff, you gave me your email, then I could keep in contact with you until such time as you thought, oh, you know what, I want to join. I want to get all the other good stuff she's providing. So your email capture is basically trying to contain your prospects, okay, that maybe haven't done business with you yet. Maybe they have done business, but it's a way to start establishing a relationship with them. Now, some of the top ones out there and the more common ones would be AWeber, Constant Contact, or MailChimp. And the one I use is AWeber, and actually I just listened to a marketing or watched a marketing audio the other day, and they were praising AWeber as being excellent for being very professional and also being able to give you great analysis and data on and statistics on things. So whenever I send out an e-blast, I can see how many people opened it. I can see the click-throughs. I can see if I had any that bounced back. So it's very good from that perspective. And they give you templates that you can build everything into. So I quite like AWeber. Constant Contact, from what I heard from this video I watched the other day, said that it's a good beginner one. It's very simple. They've got nice templates that are easy to work with. So that could be a nice one too. And MailChimp is the other one, and it's free up to, I can't remember how many, I want to say 100, but you'll likely have more than that, people. But it doesn't matter. For 100, that's a good start if you wanted to start with MailChimp or even just get used to going with something like that. Now, what I would recommend is go to these sites and watch their how-to videos. Because then you can get a sense for the flow of how things flow. And don't be worried. When you first start looking at these, you're going to go, whoa, my mind is blown. Because that's exactly how I felt. I'm like, oh my God, I can't keep straight. Oh, I can't even take notes. I don't even understand what they're talking about. It's okay. You can go to the videos, start watching and going through the videos until you start to, it sinks in and you start to see it in your head and the plan of attack. Okay? So whichever one you choose, where they likely to start you off is creating an email capture icon. So they'll walk you through the process of creating the icon, creating all the wording in through there. And we'll get to that in a bit. And essentially, when they create the icon, they will give you some code that if you are the person who does your own website, you can just paste it onto your page, your design page for your website, this code. And then on the flip side, when you are actually looking on the real website, it will show your email capture button, okay, whatever that one looks like. And you would give that to your web designer and he can put that on, okay? And this is a way for your customers or your potential customers to freely give you their email address in order to get on your mailing list to receive future information and offerings. But the big driver is going to be you providing some free information, okay? So providing some free information, that's going to be the kicker for somebody saying, oh, I want to see that. I want to see it now. I'm going to put my email address in there. People are protective of their email addresses. So you got to give them something that they're going to want in order to give you their email. You could say, you know, click here to be on our newsletter list or our mailing list. Well, that might appeal to some people, and some people if they already know you, but it might not appeal to the guy who's just checking you out for the first time. So what I would suggest is that in exchange for their email, you provide them with something that would be specific to a niche, or there are a couple different niches. So that could be the articles. Your niche videos. So when I said you can create a video specific to sporting dogs or old dogs or the neuro dogs or the post-op dogs, that would be something that people would say, oh my gosh, you know, yes, you know, Fluffy just had his cruciate surgery and I want that information now. I want that information now. I'll give this guy my email. And then you're going to give them enough stuff that it is useful, but it's not everything that they could do on their own, right? Because it couldn't be. So they've given you their email for that, for the niche videos. It could be a how-to video, okay? If you want to make it a little more open access for anybody, it could be a how-to video. So how to massage your own dog, how to assess your own animal for signs of injury, how to stretch your dog, how to perform some basic exercises, how to condition your dog for sport. Okay, one I am just about to create, in fact this evening if I get around to it, it's on my goal list, is for the handler of the dog, how to keep yourself conditioned so that you can run your dog in sports for longer. Okay, so anyways, that's just one of my ideas right now. So this would be your how-to video or an article, okay, if you're not quite set up for video yet. While I'm on it thinking about videos, all you need is a good camera. All your cameras have video features, okay, so you just, a nice tripod would work great. If you don't have good extra indoor lighting, then film it outdoors. Or your photography or your filming lights are really quite cheap. I've gotten 4 or 5 lights now from a place called Cowboy Studios, cowboystudios.com, I think. They're based in Texas. Anyways, great stuff, and they ship it fast, and I've been very happy with them. But really, you can go to anywhere that would have that, or check online to create a video. Good. And as far as editing your videos, iMovie, I've got a Mac, so iMovie is a piece of cake. I can edit my videos quite easily there. Right, now, where am I at? So, if you are exchanging... Oh, let me go back to videos. I just see... I've got it written, but I got all excited in here. If you are creating a video that will be your exchange for the email, you'll want to set up either a YouTube account, which is free, and it's fine to make it open access. You can do a closed site too, but it's fine to make it open access because really you're wanting people to see you and access you. Ideally, nobody's going to go on YouTube and necessarily search for what you are posting per se. And if they do and they find you that way and that's still of interest to them, that's fine. But you're going to find the other people who are going around searching websites to look for someone who can help them. Alternately, you could use Vimeo, which is where I have mine, and it will house your videos. There is a cost to it, but that way, in my case, I want all my videos closed access because they are for members only. So it'll cost some money, and essentially you're going to embed a link on your website that will take you to these videos. Okay, and your link on your website, if it's free access, you can just put it out there linked. If it is your hidden content or the stuff that you want to get an email capture with, then you're going to want to create a hidden page on your website, or your web designer will create a hidden page. It is not searchable through the search portion of your website, but it's there and it belongs to your website, that essentially when they give you their email, and they go through AWeber, Constant Contact, or MailChimp, that's how they will get the email, the website address to access this hidden page of information. Okay, so that's basically, you're going to house your information. It could be your articles or they're on that page too. You're going to house that information or the video link on a hidden page. Okay. Now, just to go through a little bit the process of the email capture real quick. What will happen? They put in their email, okay, and then they're going to get an email back that says, you know, thank you for your interest in four leg rehab or whatever it is. That's what you guys had. What is a good policy is to have what's called a double opt-in. And that's what I did on mine. So on the free stuff, you know, thank you for your interest in fourleg.com. We just want to make sure that you have legitimately asked for this information. Okay, so we don't want people putting in phony emails. If you would please confirm your interest by clicking here, that's where the double opt-in comes in. So they click there, and then they will either be redirected immediately, or they'll get an email that, you know, thank you for your confirmation. Please click here to access your free information or your free video or your blah 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 blah, whatever it is that you are giving them. Okay. Now you get all that set up. That's all your basic stuff. If you want, now you've got them in there. They're on your list. What you can do is set up a follow-up sequence. So everybody who is listening to this today, they were either a Free Stuff member or they are a Four Leg member. And so you remember getting a sequence of emails. So the first one was a welcome email. Then I'm giving you the free stuff. So I'm giving you information. Everybody got access to the, I think it was PT Assessment 101, but then you got some bonus email in there, bonus video, and that was the professional practice of physical therapy and the business of canine rehab. Sorry, I said physical therapy. I mean canine rehab. Okay, so that was my follow-up sequence. Okay, so everybody got the follow-up sequence. So I think there was, for the members, there was four. I think for everybody, there was four. There was the welcome, the professional practice, the business, and then for the members, they got the use it email, so describing here's how you can use this. And for the people who were just signed up as the free stuff people, they would have gotten a bit of a sales letter saying, you know, if you like what you see and all the rest, blah, 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 you know, you can get more by signing up to actually become a member. So that is a sequence. I've set up, it runs. I don't have to do anything that it goes to all of those that opt in. But I can also now send out a broadcast. So that's what you guys get every week. That's what everybody gets every week, the Monday morning e-blast, okay, where I can send out information. I can send out newsletters. I can send out links to articles and videos. I can send out feature stories, blog posts, Facebook posts, information about you or your clinic in the news. So this is your... They've given you the stuff. You're taking them from being a cold prospect to a warm prospect. Warm because they've said, okay, I'll give you my email. And then you want to get them into a hot prospect, right? Where, yes, I want to do business with you. And so to go from warm to hot, okay, you are building the relationship. So you're going to give them stuff. You're going to tell them little things. You're going to give them a weekly update. I'm not sure I would go more than weekly. I mean, if you're doing a Facebook post, sure, you want a Facebook post daily almost. But for your stuff that's going right into their inbox, you want to save it for relevant things, not just mindless chitter chatter. Okay, so things that would be relevant. Okay. Alrighty, and so lastly, just to re-explain why, but I think I got into this a little bit, but your strategy is you have a place to drive your other marketing efforts to. So whenever you come up with your obesity program, you've got a list of people who are interested in what your clinic is doing, pardon me, so that you can say, look, we've got this going on. You can say we're running a contest and you can, oh dear, I didn't bring water. you can announce a contest. You can do whatever you want basically in through that. But now you have a way to contact them and they agreed to it. They gave you their email willingly. You can establish a relationship with new to you clients or your old clients or to reactivate old clients. In doing this, in creating a relationship with them, it makes you safe, approachable, and interactive. Okay? So hopefully they will feel more comfortable about doing business with you if they haven't, and or remember that they should be doing business with you if they haven't for a long time. Okay? It will also help to hook the people that aren't yet ready to buy. It's like, you know what? I'm not sure if this rehab thing's for me. Yeah, my dog is old. Yeah, I get it. I'm not so sure yet. But it's a way of keeping a hook in them. Okay? So they don't forget about you. Because they, hopefully, you change their mind. Okay? 4, it's going to keep you in the mind of those who have bought from you or utilized your services in the past. All right, because we don't want to lose these clients. We can keep them forever doing maintenance with them. And 5, it will establish you as an expert because you are the one providing information. Okay, so that pretty much covers strategies and tactics 1, which is videos, articles, and email capture. So go out there, go to AWeber, Constant Contact, or MailChimp, look through their videos, see what you think, pay attention to the videos that I have up and how I've done that in the editing, you know, mirror what you like, change what you don't like, and see what you can do, okay, and we'll go from there. So hopefully people find that helpful. And until next time, cheers!